Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Payne and Pendergast with you on a Tuesday. Appreciate you,
Sean,
tuning in.
Sean was just bragging during the break about where he lives and how much
That's
he loves it.
That's not true. I was not
you
bragging.
And, can we say who you were talking
sure,
to?
Sure, yeah, about? Absolutely.
Martellus Bennett, the former tight end for several teams, including the Patriots in their Super Bowl. You like the fact that you live in like a little kind of, it's like an enclosed community.
Yeah,
in your
man.
Building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I know renting as opposed to owning is not the smartest fiscal decision, although at times it can be a smarter fiscal decision.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't want to go off on a rant or a tangent.
Yeah,
here,
yeah. And as soon as I said that, I'm like, Seth's going to go off on a rant right now.
There's plenty of reasons to rent.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah, yeah. But I like the building I live in because it's very easy to live there. You know, like it's everything's right there. It's like living in a hotel. But I was talking to Martellus about it in the lobby a couple days ago. It was funny. The conversation started with we just got talking about the draft. I was like, hey, man, what round were you drafted in? He's like, the second. I should have been picked in the first, but everybody thought I was going to take my money and move out of the country or something like that. It was pretty funny.
Well, he was, you know, yeah, I mean, he's kind of, I don't know if he's eccentric is the right word or not, but he's just, he's a free spirit.
Yes.
He's a free spirit.
Yes.
And I remember during the Super Bowl, when the Super Bowl was in New York, Meltzer and I interviewed him, and we ended up blowing through a commercial break because we were having such a good time talking
to him.
Super
interesting.
But it was funny. We had, one of the things we were talking about was whether or not he should move back to Houston when he's done.
Yeah.
And, you know, he said, yeah, I don't know. I like going to, you know, like an arts scene and having like all these different. So I was telling him, like, go live in the museum district. And like, there's plenty of stuff to do because they're from out in the suburbs. And I don't know if he'd ever really, you know, as a young man, you don't really necessarily, when he was a teenager, he doesn't know a lot of that stuff. But now as an adult, he can live kind of where you are.
Yeah.
Artsy Sean.
Yeah, right. Me and him
going out to art festivals together.
Art festivals, the museum. He's texting me right now saying, which museum are we going to today?
Yeah.
He's not. He's probably sleeping. No, but he was just saying he likes living in a building like that because when you live in a neighborhood and you're in your house, you're kind of in your own like pod, especially the bigger house you're in, the more detached you are from everybody there.
Especially
these days. Yeah, he's very much around the building, man. Like, you know, Marty. He's Marty in the building. You know, like he's Marty.
Oh, really?
What's up, Marty? Yeah,
Marty.
He introduces himself as Marty. I'm Marty.
Do you guys have a bar in your building?
We don't. We have a really nice ninth floor that has like all these different like areas where you can either cook out or an indoor area. They have like private party rooms and stuff like that. But the building does like once a month have like a happy hour for the residents where the local establishments will come, food and drink establishments will come in and cater it and whatever.
We almost moved into a building where Granato was living, where there was like a full time bartender in the afternoon.
Well, that sounds like a building Granato would live in for sure.
I know. And I saw. I just envisioned disaster of like.
Then you have to get in your car. It's right there.
I don't need like a buddy in place at the bar every day after. I don't need that in my life. It would have been a mess.
They just put a restaurant in the first floor of our building, like a Thai restaurant.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know what? I used to live in the...
It has a bar in it.
That's trouble sometimes, because can you take the elevator right down into the restaurant?
No, but it's like a 50-foot walk from the... You have to walk out the front door of your building, 50 feet down to the front door of the restaurant. It's very easy, yes.
When we lived in the Rice Lofts, that's when I really kicked my nose tackle ability into high gear, because there's a Chipotle in the
lobby. The Chipotle right there.
Yeah, like you can take the elevator down to get a burrito. I don't care. And anybody, you can say whatever you want about Chipotle. It's right there in the lobby,
right there,
man.
Dude. It's
good
right
luck
there.
To you, Mister. Fine. Tex-Mex, the Tex-Mex purist.
Yeah.
It's in the lobby. You can smell it every time you go up and down the elevator.
And it ain't bad. You know what I mean? Like, it's not horrible or anything, right? All right. Best case, worst case.
I don't have to feel like I'm in Old Guadalupe. Okay. I just need some. I need some rice and beans in my belly.
Beans, square chunks of meat, and a glop of sour cream.
Yes.
And I'm good. All right. Best case, worst case for this rookie class for the Texans. Kamari Lassiter, who is coming in, their first pick, 42nd pick overall, second round pick. Seth, what is the best case for Kamari Lassiter for his not career, but just for his rookie season?
For his rookie season, okay. I'm glad you went there. I was a little nervous when you said best case scenario because I was gonna, I was gonna be a jerk about it. So no, but best case for this year, I think hopefully what you have is at the very least you could get a rich man's Lenore, which is the Lenore was the cornerback opposite of the what's his face, the good one in
Charvarius,
San Francisco.
Ward.
So that Lenore would get some opportunities just because he had such a good cornerback on the other side of him.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that if Lassiter does start this year early on, he's going to be targeted. People are going to test him. That's why the great cornerbacks, almost always, to a rule, have way more interceptions in their first few seasons than they do later on because they have the ball skills and everything. But A, teams are going to test them, and B, they're not as good as they eventually will be. So Lassiter, the best case scenario might be if he starts, and even if he's playing well, they're going to target him a lot as long as Derek Stingley's healthy, and he ends up like getting rookie of the year because he has a boatload of interceptions.
I like that.
Even if he's not like actually all that awesome, he's going to get a lot of opportunities.
Yeah.
So like Lenore, the reason I brought up Lenore was because D'Amico had, that was kind of the pep talk he gave to Lenore, was like, listen, don't look at getting targeted as them picking on you. Look at it as opportunities for turnovers.
Yeah, I love that you had that detail. I wrote this up for the Houston Press today, best case, worst case, and all I put was beats out Okuda and Henderson for the starting spot, but I love that you paint a picture as to what that could look like. No, keep doing it. I'm serious. That was really good.
No, yeah. And I do mean that, like, even if he's playing really well, they're going to target him more than Stingley, because Stingley's a known quantity, and they'll try to expose the rookie.
I think the worst case is that he's rotational depth at cornerback, and he's a special teams contributor. Like, I don't think you and I are going to come in and do the pregame show, and it gets to be 10:30, and the inactive list is out, and Kamari Lassiter's name is going to be inactive every week.
I think the thing that the one big unknown with cornerbacks, the rookie, are always is going to be, okay, how do they deal with not being able to be as handsy as you're allowed to be in college. Because I'm watching him. I went back and I watched him versus South Carolina because I wanted to see versus Xavier Leggett, who went in the first round.
Yeah.
And he did a really good job versus Leggett. But Leggett's a, big physical guy. But he's riding Leggett, down the field. And you can't get away with that. And sometimes he's had a tendency to just, because he's aggressive and he anticipates routes really well. But if he guesses wrong, he just goes ahead and grabs, and obviously they police it way tighter in the NFL.
Blake Fisher, and we know that Blake Fisher, maybe the opportunity is not going to be there like it is for Kamari Lassiter to go grab a starting spot. But what do you think the best case is for Blake Fisher his rookie year?
I think realistically, if we leave injury out of it, he's going to be a backup. And the best case scenario is that if Titus Howard or Laramie Tunsil goes down, that he's proven himself enough that they like him better than the veterans who are already there.
That's exactly. The
one thing I kept seeing consistently, and I agree with this, is that he's a guy that really might have been better off staying in school one more year.
Yeah.
And I like, just because like with so many of these guys that are tall, lean guys, they're put together really well. They just got to really grow into their bodies a little bit. And there's times where it just doesn't look like he's as strong as he needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it's technique. And that's just a huge unknown. It's a huge projection to say, oh, a guy will learn how to play with knee bend or learn how to play lower in the NFL. Some guys just can't get it. The thing that I'm optimistic about with him is that in the run game more than in the pass game, he does get low and up underneath guy and drive guys into the dirt at times. So yeah, he's shown an ability to do it. And in pass pro too, he's done that as well. It's just not as consistent right now.
If he'd gone back to school, that's an interesting one, because you're right. The scouts have said if he went back, he'd be a first-round pick next year. If nothing else, he probably would have been a starting left tackle this year because Joe Alt, you know, left to go to the NFL. You know, they would have moved him from right to left, and then he gets a year's worth of films showing he can play both sides of the line.
And he has. I mean, he did before. He played left tackle before, but it wasn't when he was as good. So you're right. Yeah, you get a better film at left tackle.
I think the worst case is he's obviously on the roster, and then he might be one of those guys. Like, worst case where you and I get the six inactives and Blake Fisher is inactive. You know, that kind of thing.
Right. And then I guess the other question is, you know, he's got to beat out Charlie Heck and David Sharp and Ladarius Henderson, the late round pick too, will be in competition. You just, as a seventh round pick, especially as an offensive tackle, I wouldn't, you know, I'm not going to hold my breath for him to all of a sudden be competing for a starting job.
I would agree with that.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kalen Bullock, safety USC. What's the best case scenario rookie year for Kalen Bullock?
Best case scenarios, I think he'll have, between Jimmy Ward, his age, and the fact that he's gotten injured an awful lot over these last few years, I think Kalen Bullock is going to end up probably getting some reps as a nice deep safety this year.
Yeah.
The best case scenario for him, you know, and like opposite of, you know, if he's rookie of the year or whatever,
right.
I think he could end up with a bunch of interceptions because he does have ball skills,
mm-hmm.
and he's in a defense, I think, where they're gonna try to limit things over the top, but teams are gonna test a rookie if he's back there, kind of like in the vein of Lassiter. Where I'd love to see improvement is if maybe in a full year of, you know, this summer being in an NFL strength program and more than anything just being around, you know, a dietitian all the time and everything, and being in it and actually being like a professional, that he maybe ups his body strength a little bit. Like,
yeah.
I think that's a tough ask 3 months out from the season, but that is a guy that just needs to grow into his frame a little bit.
The X factor in that, the X factor in the Kalen Bullock thing and the safety position as a whole is Jalen Petrie. You know, Jalen Petrie did not have a good year last year. Jalen Petrie got benched in week 16 against the Cleveland Browns late in the season. So that's it's going to be tough for him to beat out Jalen Petrie just because Jalen Petrie's got a 2-year jump on him physically, if nothing else, like you just said, Seth. But that's an X factor in this.
I think the thing about that, the other part about Kalen Bullock is that he played on a horrendous defense.
Yes.
You know, so I almost think just by being on what I think is going to be a solid defense this year, that he's got more opportunities than he had before to just do the right thing. I guess when I'm talking about Jimmy Ward getting injured, part of that is that, all right, Jalen Petrie's not, he can play up in the box and do a lot more be a lot more versatile than Kalen Bullock. So the best case scenario for me is that maybe by using maybe using Kalen Bullock for his strengths as being a deep center fielder, and then using Jalen Petrie for his strengths and some of his aptitude, that you can get more out of both of those guys.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
That Jalen Petrie can be a little bit more of that versatile rover type guy, and you can use him creatively as long as Kalen Bullock's got the back end taken care of.
I like that. Kate Stover, best case, worst case. As I was workshopping this yesterday, I think Kate Stover has the smallest window in between his best case and worst case. Because I think Dalton Schultz is the starting tight end on this football team.
Yeah.
So I think the best case for Cade Stover, as much as Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans and the team loves Cade Stover, in his rookie year, I think the best case is that he's a fixture in like two tight end sets, gets like 25 snaps a game. I think the worst case is that maybe he's a little slow to pick things up. He's the third string tight end, and he gets like 5 to 10 snaps a game. You know, like I don't think he's getting 60 snaps, and I don't think he's inactive on game day. Like, I think he is somewhere between like 10 and 25 snaps every Sunday, barring injury to somebody else.
If we're the first thing I thought of, Sean, which after I looked into it was a horrible first thing to think of, was if we're going to go back in Texans history, 2006, they draft Owen Daniels, who ended up being a pretty good tight end.
He was good.
Yeah, pretty productive tight end. But Mark Bruner had been signed as a free agent a couple years prior. And in my mind, I was thinking, well, you know, Owen Daniels ended up having a really good year, rookie year, a very promising rookie year. He had 352 yards receiving, but he started 12 games that year. So it's 34 receptions, 352
yards. Fourth round pick? That is promising.
Right. Yeah. And he was a fourth round pick.
Right.
So I thought, and for a guy that went on to go to a couple Pro Bowls and be very productive, you know, Owen never got, his career high was 862 yards receiving, but, you know, he had several years where he had 5 or 6 touchdowns, very productive in that offense. This is a very similar offense, obviously. So I don't think you, like, just as it was with Owen Daniels, he doesn't have to have a spectacular rookie year if he's got a veteran on the other side of him. But, times have changed so much. Mark Bruner was a very well-respected tight end in the NFL who played until the age of 36.
Yeah.
He never had more than 238 receiving yards in a season.
Really?
He was a pure blocking tight end.
He was a people mover.
Yeah, so I remember 2006 where Owen was getting a lot of snaps, and he started over Bruner. And at the time, I was like, man, they're doing Bruner wrong. But Bruner was just phased out of the the league had changed since then. There wasn't a lot of room for he was basically like a sixth offensive lineman in a lot of ways.
Yeah. Someone's asking Bruner, so you play in the NFL? Yeah, as a tight end. Yeah, I had 2,200 yards, and they're like, in a season? Like, no, 15 years in my career. I'm spitballing math, obviously.
No. He had 14 year career. He had 18 touchdowns.
That says something about blocking, man.
I have to tell you, he was awesome.
Yeah.
Like before he was my teammate, I used to play against them twice a year.
Right.
With the Steelers.
Yeah.
And with the Steelers, we would go into the Steelers game, and every Steelers game, it was like, you better know and identify where Mark Bruner is before the game, before the play, because there were really strong run tendencies to his side. He would kick the crap out of lesser defensive ends as a tight end, which is the most embarrassing thing in the world. When you have a tight end block you as a defensive end, go die. Like, you deserve you deserve to be kicked out of the
league. Even if it's Mark Bruner?
Bruner was that good. Yeah. He would routinely beat the snot out of defensive ends.
Yeah. That's a lesson, kids. It's not always about the fantasy stats. Sometimes doing the dirty work can keep you around for a long, long time.
Well, and it was a different era. That was the run game was more of a thing.
Hey, man, bell bottoms came back eventually. You know what I mean? Like, maybe Bruner will
actual bell bottoms. Like, baggy pants have come back.
Hey, man, I'm just trying to get Bruner and his kids that like to block a gig.
I will not hand it. Bell bottoms were the most hideous thing that ever happened, and that's why one thing that hasn't come back.
I'll come up with a better example. Vinyl. Vinyl records. Vinyl records.
Yeah, they did come back.
They've come back. All right. Headlines. Let's do headlines here. The Astros back in action tonight. Do we get a debut from someone everybody's been waiting for? We will discuss that. The latest on Tank Dell. The latest on the Kelce brothers as well in headlines next.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.